You start your new book, The Way of the Wise Guy, with a chapter that says, essentially, these guys are killers. They have no morality at all. They are evil, murderous people. In fact, the name of the chapter is Wise Guys Are Not Nice Guys. That's an answer to the romanticization that we've done of the mafia. The films of the Godfather series have certainly done that, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Television and movies have really romanticized the mob. But in reality, most of these guys are just, you start out as a street thief. And to become a member of the mafia, it's not an equal opportunity employer. You got to be white, male, and Italian. And what happens is, if you're gonna be a gangster or a thief in the neighborhood, you become, under the wing of one of these guys. But basically, you might have a father that's in it, a cousin, an uncle, and you show that you're a good earner. The whole thing in the mafia is earning money, respect, and power. And if you're a good thief, you're a good earner, then you're on a kind of an apprenticeship until it becomes time to become indoctrinated. But what you have to remember is one of the requirements is that you have had to kill somebody. So
a requirement for what? To be a made man?
To be a made guy. That's one of the requirements.
Nobody who hasn't killed at least once can be made a member of the mafia.
Well, that's one of the requirements. Now, the mafia is like, they all lie, steal, and cheat, So mm-hmm. There are some fathers that may, or some individuals, like in my case, my sponsors, Sonny Black and Lefty Ruggiero, they had lied and said that I had been involved in a hit with them. So that's how, when they proposed me for membership, that's how I passed that. But basically, everybody... And once you're in it, you are required, if you get a contract, if your boss gives you a contract to kill somebody, you can't refuse it, and there's no negotiating. So basically everybody that's in it has killed somebody.
Suddenly, films, of course, really stand out. This has been one of the great topics in Hollywood. Gangster films, even before we had the Godfather series, were very, very popular. We remember Jimmy Cagney as an eternal and inevitable gangster in many films that go way back to the 30s. But if you look at the films we've had in more recent years, apart from the three Godfather films, there are the others, Wise Guys. Was there one called Wise Guys?
Goodfellas. It was from the book Wise Guys.
It was written Wise Guys by that guy at...
Nick Pileggi,
who went to the same high school I did.
Oh, is that
right?
High
school in Brooklyn, yeah. Nick has been here. In that Goodfellas film, Joe Pesci plays that absolutely mad man, and he's about to be made, he thinks. He's being taken to his induction, but it's really the occasion on which they kill him.
Right. That character was based on a real-life character by the name of DeSimone, who, by the way, I knew from my earlier days.
Uh-huh.
His problem was, the reason that they killed him was that this was a guy that was out of control. And if you remember in the film, in the bar, he had killed a guy by the name of Billy Batts.
The kid, yeah.
And the one thing you don't do, that's one of the rules in the mafia, is that you do not physically have a physical conversation, a confrontation with a wise guy. You can't lay your hands on a wise guy in a physical confrontation. That'll get you killed. And at this point, he was not a made guy. And by killing that wise guy, that sealed his fate.
You make a good deal of about the need for respect, and what that seems to be sort of the transitive or the relational dimension upon which people are judged. And one way to get yourself into real trouble is simply to be disrespectful.
Oh yeah, the mafia is based on fear and respect. I've seen situations where guys that were stone cold killers had killed 20, 21 guys.
Mm-hmm.
The difference that they had to the boss, to the guy in front of them, as far as opening the car door for him to get in, carrying a piece of luggage for him, you're sitting down at a table eating, not getting up till your boss gets up and leaves. So that the whole premise of the mob is based on respect, for not only each other, but basically for the gentleman above you, who your boss is.
If you get up from the table before the boss gets up and leave, that's disrespectful?
Very disrespectful.
Is that enough to get you whacked?
No, not enough to get you whacked, but enough to get you a reprimand.
Yeah. What's enough to get you whacked? When were you in danger of being whacked? Before they knew, as they learned only when you called in, when the whole thing was called in and they were shown up and you began testifying against them. But before all of that, when during your 6 years of mob life, when did you feel you were in most danger of being whacked? As that term shows up a lot in your book. That's the term for killing, isn't it?
Exactly, killing. There were several times when I was in situations that I had to, you know, really talk myself out of. One time, this was I probably was in about 9-10 months at this stage, and I was running with a crew that were doing a lot of burglaries and factories, etc. And my legend, I was supposed to be a jewel thief, okay? And the reason I picked jewel thief was because it basically was a crime that was non-violent, and you know, you don't want a profession that's a violent mm-hmm. profession. And being the jewel thief, your next step is you have to know alarms, you know, to get by alarms, you have to know locks to get into places. So I would go out and case the scores with these bad guys, and I would turn, you know, I would say, look, I can't get in this place, because I didn't want the score to go down. So I would turn more down than we would do. And there were two guys that were in this crew that were in jail. One guy was a made guy, and one guy wasn't. And they got out of jail and start running with us again. And I had turned down like three of their scores, and this kind of ticked them off. So I come into the club one day, and the maid guy's name was Patty, and the other guy, his partner, was Frankie, who was not a maid guy at the time. And my boss, who was my boss at the time, comes over and says, "Donnie, come on, we gotta go have a little talk here. We gotta have a sit down." So we go in the back room of the club. They lock the doors. These two guys put guns on the table, and they say, "Look, you know, out of five scores we had, you turned down three. You said you couldn't get in past alarms. You know, we don't think, you know what the hell you're talking about." Now, I had been with these other guys for, like I say, you know, 7, 8, 9 months. So, but being a made guy, he had the right to question me. So he says, you have to convince me that you're really a jewel thief. You're Donnie Brasco. You're this, you're that.
And they had some suspicion that you might be a plant.
Well, no. They were just ticked off because I had turned down their scores, and maybe an informant. What they're thinking of, that you're an informant. They're not thinking that you're an undercover agent, an undercover cop. They're thinking of an informant.
Which might squeal on them.
And if they think you're an informant, they're going to kill you. They don't have any problem killing you. So they said, if you don't convince us who you say you really are, the only way you're going out of here is rolled up in that rug. So we were in there for about five and a half hours while I was explaining to them why really Donnie Brasco, jewel thief.
How'd you handle that?
And, well, just in conversation, you know, keeping cool, not sweating. And after five and a half hours, I convinced them. Now I have another problem. The other problem is we back up to the problem of respect. Now, somebody just called you a rat, a stool pigeon, mm-hmm. an informant, basically. They didn't come right out and say it, but that's what they're hinting at. So I can't just walk out of that room and shake the guy's hand and say, "See, I convinced you, you know, we're friends." Because then it's, we just called you a rat, and you're not mad. Mm-hmm. You're not ticked off. So what do they understand? The only thing they're going to understand is something physical. Now, my problem is I can't hit Patsy.
The made man.
Because he's a made guy, but I can hit Frankie. So I get up, and I lay Frankie out. Because that shows that I'm ticked off, and I got to maintain that street respect.
You do it with appropriate verbiage, which we won't reproduce on the air, but it involves a number of four-letter words.
Oh, most certainly did.